From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. The man behind the money at the Dallas Fed says his farewells. We'll start with the newly crowned National Bilingual Teacher of the Year who lives in North Texas. Irma De La Guardia is a third grade teacher at Withers Elementary. She jetted off to Las Vegas to pick up the honor today from the National Association for Bilingual Education. Before she left, Diana Douglas visited her colorful classroom in Northwest Dallas.
It's social studies time. What are we studying today? Asks Irma De La Guardia. Libre empresa, the free market. De La Guardia asks a child to explain a free market economy to the class in Spanish. The boy doesn't speak Spanish at home, so this is a stretch.
Negocio, uh-huh.
He's doing pretty well, but when she asks him to explain what producers do in a free market economy, his Spanish runs out.
¿Qué hacen los productores?
They sell the products.
Ajá, ellos venden los productos.
Half of these children are native English speakers and half Spanish speakers. They were matched up in kindergarten to learn elementary school subjects in both.
You are learning two languages, you're learning two cultures, and your brain is developing, you know, at a faster rate than other programs.
A dual language program at Withers started 8 years ago. Now there is a wait list and lottery to get in. This focus on teaching children Spanish is a change for immigrant parents. Traditionally, they've tried to get their kids to learn English as quickly as possible.
Of course, they want their children to learn English, but one of the downsides of going to school was that they were, you know, little by little losing their native language. And, you know, culture comes with language, so they were losing a little bit of their culture as well.
Connie Wallace, principal at Withers, says De La Guardia is dedicated not just to her students, but to parents, fellow teachers, and to the success of the dual language program.
While I know that there are great teachers in the world, Irma stands out.
And while dual language programs are picking up speed in elementary schools across the country, De La Guardia is a veteran. She got a bilingual education herself in Mexico City as a child and has spoken both languages her whole life.
¿Qué haces en un mercado de libre empresa?
The free market has a key word, she tells her students, and she asks everyone to write that word on a portable whiteboard.
En tres, en dos, en uno.
That key word is choice. Now it's time to practice being young capitalists. The students will choose what to buy and sell in their own little stores. There are dolls and ponies and iPhones. The kids run to their stores in the corners of the room. They may not realize that they're preparing for a global job market that favors those who can speak more than one language. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
After 10 years heading the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, Richard Fisher steps down later this month. He peppered his farewell speech to the Dallas Chamber of Commerce today with his trademark Lone Star boosterism. He recalled being in New York City in the 1970s, impressed by it, but feeling drawn here.
New York is fast losing its right to name itself the Empire State. New York is the past. Texas's Lone Star illuminates the real Empire State.
Fisher said facts justify his Texas pride. The state's output last year roughly equaled that of Canada. And he said in his 10 years at the Dallas Fed, the state's economy grew 36%.
That increment equates to adding more than the entire output of Norway, my maternal homeland, and now one of the world's richest nations measured on a per capita basis.
Fisher likes statistics. During his tenure, the nation underwent its worst economic crisis since the Depression. He said a dysfunctional Congress didn't help.
During the recent financial crisis, I admit to having some doubts. I was given to saying that relative to the other economies in the world, America's was the best-looking horse in the glue factory.
Fisher has since changed his mind. He said it was up to the nation's central bank, the Federal Reserve, to stabilize the economy, and it did, without losing a penny. And he added, Texas led the way in job growth in all income categories, not just low-wage jobs. Fisher's last day at the Dallas Federal Reserve is March 19th. That's the sound from the march 50 years ago this weekend from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Today, as KERA's Stella Chavez reports, a bus left SMU in Dallas to retrace the route another group of students took half a century ago.
In 1965, Kenneth Shields was a professor of English at SMU. It bothered him when he heard about the attack on protesters that fateful Sunday in March. 2 weeks later, Shields, some of his colleagues, and 20-plus students boarded a bus and headed to Montgomery. Friday afternoon, he sat on a campus bench watching a younger generation get ready to take off on a similar journey.
You just can't stand to one side when things like this happen. From the time I was fairly young, I always felt this need to stand by the marginalized and people who were being unfairly treated. That's who I am.
It's no surprise, then, that Shields was thrilled to see this busload of students off. Suitcases, pillows, and bags scattered around them as hymns played in the background.
They are eager to understand something which for them is simply history. And I couldn't be more pleased, really.
SMU junior Caitlin Burke says she's most looking forward to talking to people in Selma who were part of the original group of marchers.
Hearing their stories, it's such an emotional experience, and I feel like it really, when we come to them, it validates their experience and shows them that they were fighting for an amazing cause and that people still believe in the cause.
Burke, who's 21, says it's important for people her age to learn about this part of history. She and the other students going on the trip have been reading and watching documentaries about the civil rights movement.
A trip like this educates everybody in my generation that a lot of times thinks that, oh, human rights problems, they aren't my problem, so it gives us a chance to see it firsthand.
Political science professor Dennis Simon leads this annual class trip. He says students will get to see, hear, and touch what they've been learning.
Touching is kind of important, like the metal, the beams on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, or the Civil Rights Memorial in Montgomery, or the church that was burned during Freedom Summer. And so it's both emotional and intellectual, and the combination of that is rare.
The students will walk across the bridge, and their guide has a connection to it.
She was beaten on that bridge when she was 11 years old, and she's with us for the better part of an afternoon. She's a very powerful, a force to be reckoned with, and spending the time with her and going through that experience is just memorable. It's lifelong.
Cassandra Foreman is a 41-year-old grad student at SMU. This trip has special meaning for her. Her relatives were part of the civil rights movement.
Yeah, so I think it's important for me to understand them a little bit better in their struggles that they have overcome just for me to have things that are better in my life.
Foreman says walking across the bridge will be like reliving history. She wants to know what that march felt like. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Overnight low in the 30s, tomorrow sunshine, high in the 50s. As the last of this week's snow melts, get ready to spring forward. Daylight savings time starts Sunday, so don't forget to set those clocks an hour ahead. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.